Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Benetti. Welcome to our show, Second Sight NYC. It's Wednesday, March 23rd, 2011. It's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm here with my co-host, psychic medium, Chris George. Hi, Chris. How are you tonight?
I am unmuted tonight.
You're unmuted tonight.
I'm unmuted.
My little linguist. Okay, so the last show, I'd like to thank our guest, Michael Graham, for joining us. He's a great guest. He's a metaphysical and angel expert. We received a lot of positive feedback on Michael, and we would like to have him back on for a part two. We had many unanswered questions, and unasked, for that matter.
Yeah, we had at least, I would say, about 15 questions that we didn't get to, so we're going to have him on again shortly, and we're going to have another great show with him. Oh, and another thing is, just so everybody knows, we're on the UFOParanormalRadio.com every Thursday at 9 o'clock, 9 p.m., every
it's
Thursday.
Eastern Standard Time.
It's this show airing tomorrow on UFO Paranormal Radio, and we just found out that we're getting over 30,000 listens a show on that network, so we're really kicking butt over there, and as well as kicking butt over there, we're going out to 110 cities across the United States, and we're really kicking some paranormal butt, paranormal and psychic butt, so we just want to thank everybody for listening, and we really appreciate it.
So tonight we have an interesting agenda, like usual, and we have some email readings, and we're going to take some callers tonight. We don't always get to do that, but we're going to make a point to do that tonight.
Well, we got to say, because, we have the world-famous psychic tonight.
Yes,
and,
we do.
One of my mentors, and love
psychic extraordinaire.
But hold, take it easy with that. You call me psychic extraordinaire.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so we also have psychic.
She's world famous. I'm psychic extraordinaire. Let's get that straight. And while we're on the subject, I want to be known as Big Daddy tonight. All right?
Wait.
I told you I was going to say it. That I went out there. I want to be called Big Daddy by you all night.
Who put a quarter in you?
You're barking up the wrong tree, Benetti.
Anyway, we also have psychic dream interpretations. We have our psychic minute rapid readings, which is the newest segment we've added to our show. And we have a few investigations that are coming up, which we'll discuss later on in the show. So tonight we are interviewing Joyce Keller, as Chris mentioned. And
I love interviewing Joyce because I've been on her show now 9 times, and she always, usually she hammers me and she throws me curveball after curveball. I usually hit them out of the park because I'm a hell of a hitter. But I'm going to try and throw her a few curveballs today, so you better be ready, Joyce Keller, because I'm coming for you.
I see Joyce on the switchboard. She is on the line with us, or she will be on the line with us shortly. So Chris has a new and improved website.
New and improved website, www.secondsightnyc.webs.com. The lovely Stephanie Benetti, my co-host and girlfriend, is the one who put that website together for me. She did a great job, and she does a great job in building websites. So if anybody's interested, you can get in contact with Stephanie because she does a great job. Check out the website. It's kick-ass. We have the $5 email reading, one question, you get a $5 reading. I mean, who gives a $5 reading? I do. And a $5 reading for me is really worth a whole lot more. So check it out.
It's right on the main page.
Yeah, it's a really cool website. Check it out.
You could also follow us on Blog Talk Radio. You just click the follow button, and it lets you know when we schedule new shows, which we've been pretty consistent over the past year of every single Wednesday night at 9 p.m., so that's a no-brainer. You can also friend us on Facebook under Second Sight Para, and then we really post the shows every week, and I entertain the masses with my sarcastic statuses.
You sure do.
And we receive a lot of emails, and we have a lot of callers, and we can't always get to the calls, but you can contact us either Blog Talk or Facebook under the Second Sight Power, or me personally, Stephanie Benetti, or Chris George Chirillo. So we encourage everyone to send us your dreams for psychic interpretations. We really like doing those. We do have one for tonight. And we appreciate all of our listeners. And like Chris mentioned, you could always go to his website, www.secondsightnyc.webs.com, and see many of the services that you offer, as well as the investigations, photos, videos, and so on and so forth. I just wanted to mention another site that we are also streaming from, which is angel-friends.com, and they are based in England, and they're doing something nice for the Japanese. They are giving all their proceeds for the relief effort. Anyone who joins, which is like a £1.50 a month, I believe the fee is.
Which comes out to be $3.
Right, but they're giving full proceeds for the next 3 months, which is really nice.
Yeah,
and
it's nice to be part of something like that.
Yeah, so I just wanted to throw that out there. Now, Chris, I know you wanted to play our promo.
Yeah, why don't we play our promo, because I want Joyce's opinion on it. And I also, Joyce, I know you're listening, so I want your opinion on my reading. Let me know if I'm spot on, if I'm way off. You know, I believe everything you say, and so I want your opinion on the promo and on my reading.
Right. So the
reading, hit it, Benetti.
The reading is going to come after the promo, and here we go.
Hi, I'm psychic medium Chris George.
And I'm Stephanie Benetti.
And we're Second Sight NYC, a psychic and paranormal radio show based out of New York City.
And Chris is a psychic that tells it like it is.
So if you want something sugar-coated,
just buy a donut.
Each week we'll have an interesting guest, and I'll do psychic readings and dream interpretations with a psychic twist.
We touch on all that is paranormal, from exorcisms to ghost hunting.
From seances to passing spirits in the light.
Yeah, and sometimes Chris gets a little carried away.
But Stephanie's always there to reel me back in. We're making the unbelievable believable.
Join us.
And there we go.
I love it.
I know you do. You kill me with that. That airs on UFOParanormalRadio.com. It cycles periodically so that I guess people know when to listen to our show. Which,
and obviously they're listening because we're getting a crazy amount of listens, and it's only going to get better.
Yep. So the first email reading we have is Carmine from Indiana, and it goes like this. I feel as though I leave my body sometimes, especially when I sleep. Do I need to worry about this?
Okay, let's see what I came up with. In any travels you take, physically, mentally, spiritually, or psychically, you're very well protected and will be guided along the way. You will be clearly forewarned, psychically or intuitively, of any upcoming adversity or danger coming your way, so you can avoid it. I feel as though you have a very strong spiritual protection around you at all times. This is also the time for you to explore the possibility of working with those that are transitioning into the spirit world. I think you'll find your clairvoyant sensitivities and abilities increasing in the upcoming months. Accept this, Carmine. It's a gift. Also, I feel you will soon face a test of your will, and as long as your will and purpose are aligned with spirits, you'll sail right through it. Like I always tell my psychic development students, belief is key. Believe in yourself and spirit, and you will continually progress in your psychic, intuitive, and spiritual future.
Excellent.
I think so.
Hopefully we'll get some feedback from Carmine, and I'll read it next week, providing it's sent to us timely. So I'm going to bring Joyce on the line now. Joyce?
Yes. Did you say before
Hello?
You wanted to... Did you say, Stephanie... Do you want a sugar-coated Big Daddy? Is that what I heard you say? Come
I
on.
I love it. Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
You, I
no.
know. I love it.
Joyce, I'm going to... Listen, I know that this isn't psychic, but should I even tell her about the kiss?
No.
Yes.
I'm going to tell her. Because, come on. She's my mentor. We got to talk about it.
Come on. Let's hear it.
I wanted to give her a little kiss before, right? And she was like, come on, the show's going to start soon. I said, no, it doesn't have to be like this big, crazy kiss, like a French kiss. I said,
right.
It could be an American twist with like a little passion thrown in.
Of
she
course.
Laughed. She laughed at me.
Do you believe this? This is not on the agenda.
It's
well,
not
look,
on the agenda,
you know,
but...
True love is hard to kill. And
there you
a little
go.
Kiss before airtime is a good idea. Are we doing, Jack and I do this?
Give me a kiss on the air right now. Just give me one.
You know what I do with the dogs? I spray water at them with a spray bottle. That's
good.
What I need right
little,
now.
Why don't you spritz them right now? You know, did you receive the email I sent you both today about the couch?
I did, and I have it here in case you wanted to talk about it, which was pretty funny, Joyce.
I don't have it, but could you possibly read it or let me know what I wrote?
Yes, I can.
This is an endorsement that a testimonial that she sent for me to put on my website and written as only the great Miss Joyce Kelly can write.
Oh, you're so funny.
What,
you know,
thank
the
you.
Things I read these days. This is it. All right. Joyce, your reference, My Haunted Couch. Hi, Chris and Steph. Oh, my God, I had such a haunted couch. Don't laugh. It's a beautiful black leather comfy couch that has had some of the finest rear ends sitting on it
the
10 years that we've had it. However, since we moved to our latest apartment 5 years ago, it's been really annoying. Every time we look at it, any hour of day and night, there are new impressions of small and medium-sized and large foot and handprints on it, deeply embedded into the leather. Even though no one had been near it for days, we called our favorite Ghostbusters, Chris and Steph, and your trusty,
Yay!
Brave, powerful team. Thank you very much. The first time you exercised this miserable piece of furniture that we were really starting to dislike, there was a huge improvement. The impressions were less noticeable and to a far less degree. But a year later, there were still occasional impressions. So, of course, once again, we enlisted the reliable exorcism service of our favorite Ghostbusters, and those are, it's quote-unquote, you arrived again with a loving but powerful vengeance, zapped the couch with your mighty Chris power.
Oh, God.
Guess what? It has been a whole month now, and we feel like we have our old couch back. There are no more spooky hand or footprints, no more annoying impressions. Super job, Chris. No wonder people call on you when they need to rid themselves of annoying, invasive energy that needs to go elsewhere. Thank you again, Chris and Steph. Cosmically yours, Joyce and Jack Keller.
Now, is that an amazing endorsement or what?
That's nuts, but it's true.
I just want to add, this butt has been on that couch also quite a few times.
And left impressions.
Well,
yes.
You know, this is a very difficult case, and you both more than rose to the occasion. I don't know how you did it, but what you used was terrific. And when you were here, we had the red circles. We had everything. I never saw such an extravaganza of paranormal
activity. Let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about that a little bit, because people have no idea what you're talking about when you say the red circles. So why don't you give them a little background on what happened that night?
Well, you and Steph came, and after a few minutes of socializing, we went into what we lovingly call our office, which is really a big pile of crap, garbage, wall-to-wall papers and books and stuff where we work. And I guess the energy was very heavy because you came in here and then we turned off all the lights and you started to channel and purify and cleanse. And as you went into trance, I noticed these tremendous circles flying around. Now, some you can pick up on camera. Now, Steph is great. She takes pictures and we get a lot of this on camera. But a lot of it you see, and some comes out on film and some doesn't. It's really a mix. But what came out on the film was incredible and terrific and really mind-boggling. But also what I saw just standing here watching you, Chris and Steph, was really amazing. Because I could see, and I think Jack saw this also. Jack's on the other line. We saw these tremendous red circles flying everywhere, and you couldn't miss it. And occasionally one would hit us in the head, and it was done very lovingly. And then the energy was much better after that. So you did an incredible job, and I have to thank you.
Oh,
so
thank you. Well, you don't have to thank me. I feel like I owe you a lot.
No.
Well, you know, really, the truth is, listen, I've been coming on your show for a couple of years now, since the first time. I think I've been on the show 9 times now, and it's always an adventure, and I always make jokes that you throw me curveballs, but you do, and you've actually said to me that you do that to me because you think I can handle it, and I appreciate that, because
That's right.
To this point, I feel like I've kind of handled it.
You did very well, very, very well. And that was the acid test, because I knew that you were powerful and strong and you could handle it. Now, other people whose name I mentioned yesterday to you came on when they were very, very young and before they were not known onto my cable television show on Long Island, and I babied them because I knew they hadn't done television before. And that person forgot about it, by the way. His name I'm also still not mentioning.
We had to talk about that. You know what? That person doesn't know, but I actually gave him a reading on my show one time. And it was spot on, by the way.
I'm sure.
And somebody from his family actually heard it and called me the next day and said, I know exactly who you were talking about. And I said, and what did you think? She said, spot on.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, all I'm going to say, Joyce, is sometimes people forget where they came from, and sometimes people forget who helped them get to where they are. And you know what? we were talking a little bit about the universe before the show, and,
uh-huh.
and you know what? I really feel like the universe is going to come back and bite that person in the ass eventually. So, you know what? You will absolutely have your day. I believe that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I would just like to rewind a little bit because there are some people that don't know Joyce.
Right.
Good. And
I don't know how that's possible.
I don't know how that's possible.
Oh, yeah,
just in
it's
case,
true.
You know, I always lay the foundation and presume that, you know, there may be some people that don't know who you are. So I just wanted to give you the opportunity to just talk a little bit about yourself, where you're from, how long have you been a professional psychic, and
you know,
so on and so forth.
Steph, one thing that really drives me crazy is a lot of people who mean well, who don't go to my website, who don't go to my blog site, they don't do anything, but they know me, I guess, maybe from listening to our radio show. Who even knows where they find me because I'm around? They'll say, well, why don't you try writing a book? Well, you know, I already wrote 7 books, and none was self-published, by the way. And they said, well, why don't you start a website? Well, I've had a website for like 15 years before anybody else did. You know, do your homework before you give me advice. I'm really ticked off because there's one person who's really on my case, who's giving me a lot of advice, who means well, and they said, well, you know, don't you want to be friendly? Don't you trust me? Well, that's idiotic. It's nothing like that. You're just getting on my nerves. It's as simple as that. So I have a very good website which tells people everything, so it will save time. It's just joycekeller.com, and you'll see books in there, CDs, DVDs. I've had wonderful experiences with hypnotherapy. Some of the CDs we have are pre-made. If you have bizarre habits that you want to correct, like I don't know what that could be, but anything I haven't already covered, I can do a private taped or a CD hypnotherapy session just for the person who needs it. And believe me, there are some bizarre habits that I haven't thought of, and we do cover
that.
Those. Pardon me? I didn't hear you.
I certainly believe that.
Oh, yeah. So they can be personalized or pre-made. Now, I think the most popular one is the weight loss one. I listen to it myself.
Why do that?
No, come on.
Listen, Joyce, listen, I could use it. I did drop 10 pounds, but I dropped it from my belly to my ass, so it's still there.
You know what I
can use that weight loss tape. Let's talk about that after the show.
I'm going to give you that, and also the book that was kicking around here. You said, when you finish with that, can I have it? You know, just for fun, I'm going to send that to you or give that to you when I see you. But also, I wanted to say,
beautiful.
Yeah, when people do a lot of this work, the more mediumship work you do, and you're not going to like this, Chris, I feel that it's very hard to control your weight. It's really, as you become more and more involved with this work, the weight problems become more and more intense. And I don't know if it's because our guides feel that we need grounding or more solidity in the physical body. Maybe you both can tell me why that would be. You don't find any good thin mediums, is what I'm saying. What do you think?
Well, you know what? I guess I'm going to have to agree with that because I haven't been thin in many years, and I consider myself a pretty decent medium, and
uh-huh.
you see how I look. I mean, not that I'm a big fat tub of goo, but
no, you're not. You're not
you know,
heavy.
I'm stout.
Well, you know what? I think that the ectoplasm that we use, and I was talking before about the circles and everything flying around here.
Right.
I think a lot of that is ectoplasm, and you carry it in the front of your body. As if you go to the web and you check out some websites and you get into mediumship and the great old mediums that actually were photographed using their ectoplasm, you see it comes from the solar plexus, and you can't be thin and have that happen. You need the protection of a little weight around you. Now, speaking of ectoplasm, you, Chris, are amazing because you have no standards. You let people take photographs. You let us turn on lights. You don't care what people do. You're
well,
not a prima donna.
I'm not a prima donna, but I am also slightly retarded. So I
no,
do think
not.
That other
Stop
mediums,
it.
You know, wouldn't do. And I just got to say, you know, that you say that, I just find that's, I don't know, a myth or just something that mediums say just not to be photographed or something, because I see no problem with being photographed when I'm channeling. I see no problem with being not any of that.
Do you think it's because a lot of it were scam events where they were using things that shouldn't have been seen by the public when they were doing seances?
Yeah,
and if you turned on light,
point.
You know, you could see the chicanery
right.
that was involved. Oh, before, speaking of chicanery, now I can't say that, but I wanted to tell you that Ellen asked me to please promote this. I don't know if you received this notice from Bob Cecilio. No, these people do very good work. I shouldn't have connected this. Ellen said, Bob Cecilio is looking for a large place to hold his April psychic fair. So she would like us to ask the public about that. Queens is preferable. And then she also has a personal question about herself. So
okay.
That's it. I wanted to just make sure I got that out for her, and I did.
Okay,
that's
beautiful.
It.
So let's get into some questions that we have for you, okay?
Thank you.
What's
the
first
easy.
Question you want? Okay.
Make it easy, okay?
Very easy one. Tell us about some of the shows you've been on. I know there's been a bunch.
No, this is so funny. I think probably one of the strangest shows I ever did was Oprah, who's, of
right.
course, going off the air now. Regis is a personal friend. He endorsed all my books, and, of course, he's going off the air also. What is it about these shows that I do? They go off the air. I feel Phil Donahue.
But they've been long-standing shows. But...
I know. You know, I felt really old yesterday because I turned on the Oprah show, and Phil Donahue was on with Sally Jesse Raphael. Now, I did those shows in the 90s, but I don't mention it on my website because it makes me feel like I've been around too long. But I love people who say, well, why don't you try doing television? You know, you want to just get a knife and just stab it into your own heart. It's like, you know, you're so frustrated from people. I've done just about every show that was out there that let me go on, and I have amazing experiences and stories about everybody, and nobody's what
well,
they seem to
we're
be.
We're actually going
to
ask you some questions about people
no,
in a little
just,
while.
Don't
Oh, but I am. The way you throw
okay.
me the curveballs, you're getting the screwball this time. That's the opposite. That's the opposite of the curveball.
Okay. What?
So Joyce, is there any advice you'd give to someone who'd like to advance their psychic ability?
Well, you know, everyone says meditation and prayer, and that really is true. But I think it helps if you have good genes, if you have genes that, well, you know, I have a brother and sister who are completely disinterested in this field, whereas I'm completely obsessed by it. My mother was a medium, so she recognized that of the three of us, I was the only one with any psychic potential, so she really honed in on that. And even when I was a little kid, she had me do dream analysis. And I know you have a dream analyst coming up, so I won't talk about that. But I was just 2 and 3 years old, and she'd be saying, come over here, help me analyze
the
dream.
You can talk about whatever you want. You can talk
really?
About whatever you want. Really.
So my mother taught me dream analysis at an early age. And in answer to Steph's question, I think zeroing in on your dreams and trying to remember dreams is so important. Now, hardly a night goes by that I don't have at least one significant dream. And before I wake up completely, I'm very, very lucky. Either you have to have Jack Keller at your side who will write down your dreams and help me to analyze them because he's a great dream analyst. And either that or you have a notebook or a tape recorder or whatever is good for you. And I've told you some of the dreams that I've had, and they're really quite outstanding. And
yeah.
Some are symbolic. There are 7 different types of dreams. You have symbolic dreams that are very hard to understand, universal symbology. Other ones that are a message, and the spirit teachers and guides will speak directly to you. And I told you my favorite one about Donald Trump. Everything was in gold. And I said, Chris, we have something good to look forward to.
Nice.
So,
I want to be part of anything you do, Joyce.
Oh, God, thank you. Just record your dreams. It'll open up your third eye very quickly. Or
I have some vivid dreams every
like
night.
What?
Just, I dream about airplanes a lot. Or I
Ooh.
Have several dreams about airplanes. I tell Chris my dreams, but I think they're just too complex, and I remember everything. These dreams are so long, and the colors and the feeling that I had, and just incredible.
Mm. So that's
like
very
it
important.
Actually happened.
What do you think the flying dreams are? Just actual out-of-body experiences?
I think that has something to do with it. You know, for me to just say about what airplanes mean, that's
mm-hmm.
that's one thing. But what I do when I do a dream analysis is I take the whole scope of the dream, and I don't just say, okay, she's in a plane. What was she doing in the plane? Where was she going? What happened with the plane? And that's where I pick up what that plane actually means. So it just depends on the whole scope of the dream.
Right, but I was in, like, a test plane last night, and it actually went down, and I remember being inside it as it was going down into the ocean, and then it just came back up. And went through a building and out a glass window.
Yeah,
so it was really bizarre.
A lot of it has to do with things going on in your life and you know, you think you're going to crash and burn, but you're always okay. You always come out of it on top, and then you always succeed. And that's basically what's going on in your life right now, believe it or not. So
yeah. Wow. Do you think that if you – oh, I'm sorry, Steph. But if you die and if you don't come out of it, do you think you physically could die in a dream?
No, I'm actually not scared in the dreams. And I know just the word that I put before the plane was test plane, because I knew that whatever we were doing, the plane was meant to do. I wasn't even scared in the dream. It was just, it was supposed to do this. I you know, completed the test and it carried on. And there was nothing scary about it to me. It was amazing to me, but there was nothing scary. So I don't know. That was actually just last night. But every single morning I wake up and I can pretty much have a whole thing that happened to me the night before.
And she usually tells me this about 5:20 in the morning when I'm just trying to get up to, you know, get ready for the day, and I'm like half stoned and, you know. But let's get back to that last question, because I want to add something to it. Are there certain types of people that are more open to receiving the messages from the other side?
Oh, absolutely. You know, for one thing, stop doubting and blocking everything, and try to be a little bit open and a little bit agreeable. And if you see something or you hear something, don't say, it can't be. And don't, because then eventually you guys get tired of such cynicism and skepticism and say, this person is, you know, really driving us crazy. So I would say try to have some sort of feeling of openness and work with your spirit world. I mean, don't you find that to be true, Chris? I mean,
absolutely.
You know, they need your cooperation. Chris, have you always been psychic? I've always been meaning to ask you, have you been psychic all of your life?
You know what? I'll say this. When I was a kid, I saw a spirit, and it scared me to the point where I thought I was kind of crazy, and then my father was actually going to send me to a psychiatrist. if you consider that psychic, then yes. But it really wasn't until about 2001 when spirit started coming to me full force and basically told me, and these are the words that spirit said to me, either you accept who and what you are or we're going to haunt you forever. And that word forever just kind of like resonated with me, and I said, oh, geez. I says, oh, okay, show me who and what I am. And that's when they started teaching me. I think I've always been psychic, but I was afraid to really expand on it or learn it or accept it or embrace it, however you want to put it. And then in 2001, it got to the point where I had no choice, and I just started opening up more and more and more until here I am now. And I don't know what people think of me now, but feel that I've come a long way since 2001 anyway.
No, you really are incredibly helpful, and you don't put money first. I know it's good to make a living, but you're not a greedy, materialistic person. I think you have great compassion. Both of you are helping people with an open heart, and I really do commend you for that. Very proud to know both of you. I have to tell you a very strange dream I had recently. This wasn't even a dream. Do we have any more time, or are we out of time?
No. We have a good, I would say, 15 minutes left?
I'd say 15 to 18 minutes.
Yeah, there are two people I definitely want to bring on the line. I want to talk with them, but say whatever you want to say.
Okay, very quickly. I don't know how I can make this quick, but I don't know if I told you about my Lobsang Rampa dream. Probably not, because this is so bizarre. I don't think I did. This is one of those dreams where you actually travel out of body and you go somewhere. I apparently went out of body to Tibet, and I was at a monastery or a lamastery, and I was with a lama, and he was sitting there. He said, I know you're not going to remember my name. He said, I'm going to spell it for you three times. And he spelled it, and it was a name I had never heard of before. It was Lobsang Rampa, which to me is a very hard name. And before I woke up, like Stephanie does with you in the morning, I called Jack. I said, please, before I wake up, please write this down. And I spelled out, Jack's on the other line. Jack, confirm what I'm saying.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I spelled it Lobsang Rampa. I spelled it wrong with one letter. I added an extra H. And then I said, I bet nobody knows about this. This man was so incredible. He answered so many of my metaphysical questions. And I snapped back in my body immediately. So I went on the web. I figured no one's going to hear. There were thousands of people who know about Lobsang Rampa already. He has many, many followers. So I immediately joined the site, and they all started writing me. I had like thousands of emails. So I said, you know what? blocked me completely. He kept me out of the site. But apparently he's been around a long time, and he has 7 books, I think. His books are amazing. So it's Lobsang Rampa, and just an incredible teacher who has been out of body quite a while. Out of the physical body.
Interesting.
Quite a long while. So, I mean, that's not even a dream. I don't even know what that is. That's more like an experience, but I have a lot of those, like both of you, I'm sure, have also.
Yeah, many.
That's it.
I just want to approach you, Joyce. There's a girl who is friends with Stephanie and has now become a friend of mine. I'm actually giving her a reading on Sunday night. Very nice girl. She recently had a surgery, a low abdomen surgery. Anything you could pick up on? Her name is Gina. Anything that we could throw out there at her? I feel like she's going to be fine, first of all.
Yeah, that I know, but is there any possibility that you have a birth date? If not, it doesn't matter.
I don't have a birthday.
Okay. What I want to say about Gina is this: when I close my eyes and I think about Gina, there really isn't a smooth road at first. There's a bumpy road, some hurdles. She really has to get over 3 major hurdles between now and the next couple of years. And then after that, she's going to be fine. But right now, it's challenging. And this is like old karmic stuff from other lifetimes. She's just going through it and getting over it and working it out, and it's going to be fine. So she has to keep her faith strong. She has to stay as healthy as possible. Just don't give in to depression.
You know what? Joyce, I just pulled her up on Facebook, and I do have her birthday if you want me to throw that out there at you.
Sure, you might as well add that to it. Go ahead.
Okay, it's October 31st, 1969.
Okay, so like a lot of scorpions, there's a time of extreme challenge coming up in the next couple of years. But so it's pretty much what I said. She'll go through it, and she'll come out, and she'll be fine, but not to be afraid. Keep your faith strong. And
that's pretty much what I told her, mm-hmm. You know, so I have to say that, like you always tell me when I'm on your shows, that was spot on, Chris. I'm going to say I believe that was spot on, Miss Keller. Before I ask you, I'm going to ask you one more question, then I want to bring somebody on the line for a minute to ask you a question, okay?
Yeah.
Who are some of the best psychic mediums that you've worked with or that you have had on your show, and what was it about them that you liked the best?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think I'm not going to talk about you or about me, because we're not going to talk about us with this question, okay? Because it's not fair to us to talk about how good we are.
We should let other people do this.
Yeah.
I think, yes, let our reputation go ahead of us. I think one of the greatest mediums I have known was a gentleman who in 1972 or 73 said to us that the World Trade Center would come down in our lifetime. Now, that was the time the World Trade Center was being built.
Right.
So, I mean, and when I asked him about it after this really happened, he said, "Did I say that?" So
he didn't even remember.
No, he didn't remember. But every time I was in the World Trade Center with Jack, I always knew that it was coming down. I remembered, and I had the feeling that it was shaky ground at best. And, you know, it was just really incredible. And if people go to my website, joycekeller.com, I'm going to plug myself, and you go to the portal, you can read about our experiences with the World Trade Center and living there.
Portal, that was beautiful, because I read that whole thing, obviously. That was the first time I actually came to your house in Manhattan, and I actually did some work in that portal with you.
You know, if you hadn't done that clearing, we would never have sold it. I know it, Chris, because when you came there, the energy was very heavy, because it was really a portal. And so many of the entities that left from the 9/11 crisis came through our apartment, because it was right there. So I had a little problem clearing it. You know, like the energy.
Well, that's a big problem. But I got to tell you, you know, when I came into your house, I didn't think it was all that bad. I have to tell you, it obviously needed some clearing. But you know what? I'm sure you did a phenomenal job there. People need to go to your website and read that whole portal thing, because it's pretty amazing.
Oh, thank you. You know, really, it was extremely enjoyable having you there and going through and seeing how you were doing the clearing. And again, you came in with your Ghostbusters. I came in with
my friend Marilyn Martin, and
yes.
She's actually listening to the show right now. I see her on the line. She came with me, and she did a great job, as she always does.
I really appreciate that you came along with you. Also, now, you were good enough to share Lisa Johnston with us, and I appreciate that.
She's in the chat room right now.
And she wrote to me, too, and she said that she's enjoying the show very much, and she'll be on our show Sunday night at 6 o'clock. So we're going to be
right.
very
and
happy
and we'll be listening,
and
hopefully all our fans will be listening, and we'll advertise that for you also on Facebook, and she's going to be a really good guest.
Yes. She,
I'd like to take a question. We have many callers tonight, and we don't often get a chance to, so I'd like to take a question from Joanne. Joanne, you're on the line with us.
Hi. Hello. Hi, Chris. Hi, Steph. Hi, George.
Hello.
Very nice to hear from you.
Hi. I'm sorry.
I have heard so
name.
Many wonderful things about you, and I'm looking forward to this reading.
Okay. Joanne, what's your birthday?
7/2/53.
Oh, okay. You're a big baby. Okay. I don't care about the years. Years are such nasty things. I gave up talking about years a long time ago. But I'm sorry. Did you have a question, Joanne?
Yes. Basically, I was thinking, I've been in business now for about 22 years, and I'm looking to take it in a different direction, not too different than what it is, but a little bit further than what I am. And I'd like to know how productive that'll be, and will I see any type of return this year from it?
You know, it's so crazy. Right now, the real estate market is in the dumper. It's so, so bad. And yet I see you buying and selling property. And I don't think that you're interested in going into real estate, but I do see the sale of some kind of property around you, which is not at all what you asked, but, you know, this is what my guides are telling me to tell you. So do you have plans? It could be something you don't even know about at this point, but there is profit that comes your way through the buying and selling property. And you also have the ability to hold classes and metaphysical classes, because you have done spirit work in so many of your past lifetimes. You're naturally open and you're very agreeable, and spirits love to work with you. So I know that you're going to be doing more spirit work and teaching people how to grow in the light. That's a wonderful goal for you. So I don't know. Really, what you? I don't remember the question. Such a long time ago.
Can I add a little something there?
Sure.
I want you to know. I think you're very spot on with the whole spirit and metaphysical stuff with her, because I don't know if you remember. I spoke to you recently about a woman that I'm actually doing some work with, and she does all the psychic fair type stuff. So that's the woman you're speaking to right now. So
really,
I think
good.
You're definitely right when you say that she's had past lives with
that
with
was
this.
Yeah, that was very interesting, because
you know what?
I have taught astrology. I taught it for about 8 years.
Good,
locally.
Good. You're a natural teacher, and circles are around you. No, you know what?
Okay.
When I say circles, what you mean? What I mean by spirit circles and groups,
uh-huh.
and people listen intently because they know you're the real deal. You're not a phony. You're not going to have a lot of, I don't want to say BS, but you're just going to say it as it really is. You tell people the truth of what they need to hear. So that's
mm-hmm.
a beautiful
Fact.
Thing. You know, you're a natural light, Joanne. So it's
Thank
a pleasure
you.
To hear
Thank
from
you.
You.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I have to tell you, you know what, I agree with that 100%, because I've been very reluctant to align myself with people in the recent past, because I just never thought that they really had my best interest or whatever. It was always about them.
They
but
don't.
I met Joanna, I think, in November at a psychic thing that we were doing, and I wasn't part of her group. But immediately she came over to me, we started talking, I felt an instant connection with her. And that night I told Steph, you know what, I'm going to be working with this woman. I know it. I
That's
just
right.
feel that she's good. And she contacted me, and now we're working together. And I have to say, I'm very appreciative to you, Joanne, because I think you're
Oh, Chris, we enjoy
really
you so much. We really do.
You just
we
like
all
laughing at me.
So much.
You like laughing at me, just like Joyce and like Stephanie. Everybody makes fun of me, but that's okay.
No, we're not
it's
making
not
fun.
Not that we make
Come
fun
on.
Of you, it's that you're so entertaining to
Come
us.
On, we're not making
we
fun of you.
We can't help but laugh.
Come on, we're laughing with you. And you know, Chris, you know it as well as we do. There's nothing more healing and more therapeutic than laughing. Remember
that
Norman Cousins?
True.
Come on. We love
that
to laugh with
truth.
You, not
Very
at you. You
and it's funny, too, that you mentioned the real estate, because right before I was asking, going to come on and ask the question, I was thinking, okay, what do I ask about my business? My husband's retiring in July. And I was thinking, all right, do I talk about, because all he talks about is moving out of the state, and that's not me. I mean, I'm a cancer.
You don't
want to
go.
Don't take me out of my house.
You don't want to go.
I don't want to go. But at the same time, things change financially. I would like to stay in my house. I could get a little back and forth, a little in the, you know,
Joan,
the south, a little...
You know what? I really think your free will is on the line here, and if you chose to stay, you could stay. If you chose to sell and go, you could go. And
okay.
He's right, and you're right, and you know what?
Oh,
eventually
no,
you'll
that.
Know. I don't know what Chris told you. I don't want to go against what Chris said.
Well, listen, we're going to say goodbye to Joanne, but Joanne, I want you to stay on the line and continue to listen to the show.
Thank you. Joyce, it was wonderful meeting you. I hope to see you soon, too.
God bless you. I can't believe we never met, but soon.
I'm
no, you're
sure
going to
we will.
You're going to meet.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joanne. Bye-bye.
Okay,
okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks, Joanne. We'll
okay,
talk to you soon.
Okay, Steph. All right.
Bye-bye.
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 Very nice lady. Very, very nice lady. I have a lot of respect for her.
We're going to take one more caller for a reading. His name is Vincent, and we're going to bring him on the line. Vincent, you're on the line with us.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Vinny.
Hey, Vin, how you doing?
How you doing? Great.
Vinny, let me ask you something. Were you at the seance that I did that Joyce Keller was at?
I wasn't at one that she was at.
Oh, okay.
I was at a couple of classes,
I wasn't sure if you were there.
Not that one.
Okay.
Right.
So what's your question?
So my question was, I was told by a couple of, by Chris also and a couple other people that they see me going to Thailand around April, May. But I just, right now, I'm not seeing how the finances are going to work for me to go there.
Vinny, what's your birthday?
It's May 7th, 1983.
Oh, come on. How could you possibly even doubt this? You have, come on. Are you joking with us? Come on,
no,
you
no,
have a
I'm
magic
serious.
Touch. You have gold
right.
at your fingertips. Come on,
gold.
That's it.
I'm working on something with my job, the spa that I'm at. I'm trying to sell them something actually from Thailand. Do you have any feeling about that? If that's so,
I don't see a problem. It's whatever you choose to do is going to work extremely phenomenally well between now, your birthday, and beyond. Your birthday is a little challenging. Maybe you have a little something with your car. You know, might need another car or something. But
yeah, exactly.
My
car.
You totaled your car. Okay. You're going to do great. This is not a problem. If you want to go to Thailand, it's going to be fabulous for you.
Well,
don't
I'm
go
just
to PK.
Oh, yeah, I know. No, actually, my girlfriend is there right now.
She
so
is?
I was wondering if I'd be able to stay there or we'd have to come back here. Or,
well,
you
know, I don't like areas where they have a tendency to have, I don't want to say it, but you know, there are going to be more earth changes on the earth. And I wouldn't go to Phuket. I mean, a lot of people died there. So you go there and you leave quickly. But Thailand is good for you. It's fine. Just,
do you see anything about work related?
Yeah, you're going. It's going to be related to what you want to sell, and you can go. You're going to combine work and pleasure. It's going to be two sided, so it's both. You're not going.
That's always fun.
Yeah, that's going to be
course.
Good, Vinny. You've been.
So
you've
you
got
feel
the golden
that,
touch.
Well, do you feel that the? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just saying we're going to have to say goodbye now because we only have a few more minutes. And,
all right,
Vinny.
Great.
I hope
we'll catch you next time.
Good
thank
luck, everybody. God
bye-bye.
Bless
thank
you.
Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure.
Okay.
Joyce, you're the goods.
Nah, come on. Now I'm embarrassed. Now you're embarrassing me.
I don't think that's possible.
Yeah.
So, Joyce, I just want to give you a minute, and I know you did this earlier in the show, but just to let folks know how to get in touch with you, your website, how you like to be contacted, what your preferences are.
Oh,
you know.
You're the best. You take very good care of me. Thank you very much, Stephanie.
You're very welcome, Joyce.
She's very nurturing.
You. She really is. It's like, you know, I feel good when I'm around Stephanie. It's joycekeller.com, and everything you need to know is in there. Somebody complained before. Things are a little hard to find in my website, but they shouldn't be. You could even find a blog in there if you look. It's just Joyce Keller. It's Joyce. KELLER.com. And if you want to email me, it's joycekeller@mindspring.com. Easy,
so
easy.
You don't regularly use Facebook, we see. We don't see
you know, Stephanie, what can I say?
I brought up the F word.
I tried to get into it last night, and they said, we hate you. Go away. I don't know what I ever did. So I had to have a new password, which I created last night. I put it in, and I'm off and running again. But I hit walls with this. I don't know if I'm blacklisted.
You are not blacklisted. And the next time we come over, and listen, you before the show, you invited myself and Stephanie over, and I'm going to actually bring the woman who was on the line with you, Joanne. I'm going to bring her with us. I think there's a lot of business that we can do together, a lot of like events that we could do together, and I think the two of you together will be fantastic. So I would love to hook the two of you up.
To hear it.
We're going to get that Facebook problem fixed for you.
Thank you.
We're
going to
make that a priority.
If it's the last thing
I do.
Well, thank you, Joyce, for coming on the show with us. And as always, it's a pleasure speaking with you.
You know, you are the ultimate web junkie. And if people have a web problem, they definitely should call you, have their web created by you, have it fixed by you, like I'm going to have. And
I appreciate
any kind
that.
Of web emergencies, call Stephanie. Thank you for having me on, guys.
I have technical skills.
Yes.
That's how I would label it. But
absolutely.
Yeah, that's how I get through the day.
Thank you, Joyce. Thank you,
okay, and we'll be talking to you soon. I guess we'll be having a visit.
Come in person.
Within the next couple of weeks, we'll get together. Stephanie.
Just come.
Yeah,
don't bring
anything. Yeah, you always say that, but next time we have to bring something.
No, don't bring it. Just bring Joanne. That's it.
You got it.
Okay,
you
thanks,
have a great
Joyce.
Night, Joyce.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Steph. Thank you, Chris.
Okay,
bye. I love you guys.
Love you, too.
Bye.
We love Joyce. We do.
Oh, are you kidding me? She's one of my mentors. And I have two of my mentors on the line at the same time. Who's better than me? I have Marilyn and Joyce. This is very, very special for
You're
me.
You're
going
to do the happy dance.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, I want to go into a dream reading that we have, and it's about tornadoes, and it kind of reminds me of my own, but, and here it goes. Who wrote this? I'm trying to figure out who wrote it. I've been bothered by some recurrent dreams of tornadoes. The dreams have been frequent over the past year, and in them, I'm always pointing out of the tornado. I always get through the disaster, and there's never any death, only typical destruction. I do not live in the area ever affected by the tornadoes, and I never lived through one. In the dreams, I always have a clear vision of the tornado, and they are always very close as I watch them move. I have never had recurrent dreams of these kind of events so vivid and frequent as the tornado dream.
All right. Okay, here we go. This is my interpretation. This is what I emailed back. I think her name was Beverly, when I emailed back to Beverly. Air, atmosphere, or the interior of a room show the dream is state of mind. A tornado indicates mental stress or mental clutter. The fact that you have been having these dreams for a year indicates that your environment changed in some way to cause the stress. The dream is asking you to point out the source of the stress to others, presumably those who can help you or are part of the cause. The destruction is symbolic and most likely indicates a health problem caused by your situation. If you could let me know exactly what tends to get damaged during the tornadoes in your dream, I can really be more specific. When you get through one disaster, you always feel that the next one is close by, so this doesn't help the situation either. Try to change your circumstances to where this source of stress is eliminated. You need clear rather than cluttered vision. Beverly, I hope you find this useful, and I would really appreciate some comments on this interpretation.
Yeah, hopefully we'll receive some feedback. And speaking of feedback, this is the section where I do read some feedback from past week's dreams that you've interpreted. And this one was from Samantha. She was dreaming about pelicans, and her feedback goes...
Who dreams about pelicans?
I dream about airplanes. And her feedback goes like this. It's crazy to think of dreaming of pelicans can have such meaning. As I was listening to everything you were saying, I was amazed how it really pertained to what's going on in my life. I sent you this dream thinking you were going to laugh at it and make some type of joke, but you didn't. You gave me a well-thought-out interpretation. Thank you for your time, insight, and effort. You guys rock. Thank you, Samantha.
Well, now I feel bad because I just made a joke about pelicans.
Yeah, you see?
I'm sorry, Samantha.
Choose your word carefully in case you have to eat them later.
Oh, jeez.
And we also have feedback from Jim from Miami, and he was having crazy dreams. What should he do about it? He's also having a problem with someone at work. What should he do about it? I don't exactly remember what you said, but his feedback goes like this. Hi, guys. I just want to let you know how much I appreciate my dream reading. I started listening to the show a few weeks ago when you had Lisa Johnson as your guest. She's been quoted now twice tonight.
I see.
You and Stephanie hooked me that night, and I made sure that I'm home every Wednesday night to hear your show, which we appreciate. I must admit, in 37 years, I've never gotten a psychic reading. The one you gave on your show was my first. Again, you hooked me. Now I would like a full reading. Thanks again, and you have the best show on Blog Talk, which is really
a nice comment. Very cool.
So
thank you, Jim. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate that as well. So, Chris, this is the point in time where you do your psychic rapid reading, psychic minutes, or what have you.
All right. Well, here we go. Let's see who we got on the list today. I have 10 of them. All right. Start the timer. Ready? Okay, the Marilyn from Feng Shui. This is a money year for you. No need to take a vow of poverty. To Linda from Connecticut. You are officially in the fertile zone. Fertile. To Jeanette and Sonny from Birch. Everything takes a turn for the better. Finances get better within the next 4 months. A baby is on the way. That's so stupid. To Merrill from Goddess County. All the smoke, noise, and loud get-ups. Don't hide what people really see. Basically, you're a fool. To Gina from Jersey, you're going to be okay. Don't stress. When you feel down, call on your Native American guides to help you. That's Gina, who actually got the reading from Joyce Kell tonight, and I like giving her a little bit extra because I like Gina. To Lisa from Vegas, you're going to do a fantastic job on the Joyce Kell show. Good luck from Second Sight NYC. Woohoo! To Sally Joe from Brooklyn, naughty, you need a checkup. To Second Sight NYC, you're going to rock the paranormal convention in June, and if you haven't heard of us, you better call somebody. To Tracy from Elverton, I see a change coming for you at work. I think you're changing schools next year. And to Norm from Facebook, I know you're probably not going to believe this, but write it down, because by November of 2013, you have a granddaughter coming on the way. Remember, Chris George told you that, and I'm going to make a believer out of you.
Okay, excellent. I'm still trying to get past fertile.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't either. Okay, so some upcoming events that we have, one of which is in the near future, April 2nd, Shanley Hotel Investigation.
Yes, the Shanley is an awesome hotel in Napanock, New York, owned by Sal Nicosia and his wife, Cindy. And that's special to us because we're based out of New York. So to do a big investigation in New York is a cool thing.
He's also a friend of ours and has been on the show.
Twice, actually.
Right, several times. And we will be doing a show about the Shanley shortly after the investigation, which I believe the date is somewhere April 6th or something like that.
Right.
So we'll do that show based on the investigation that we do have that night. But
Right. Let's
talk a little bit more in depth since it's so close.
Yeah, we have about 25 people coming. It's going to be professionally videotaped. And this is going to go on the DVD that we have coming out, hopefully by June, by the time we go to the Paranormal Convention, which we'll talk about shortly. So this is going to be a really big night. I'm going to do a whole bunch of channeling. We're going to do some passing the spirit to the light. And hopefully we just get some really, out of this world evidence. And I'm sure we will, because every time we've been there, we've gotten some great stuff. I'm looking forward to it. I have great people that are going to be there. We have Mark. We have Kathy. We have Beatrice. We have a lot of great people going. We have Marilyn, me, Stephanie. There's so many of us. It's going to be a great time. We're going to have a little picnic. We're going to paranormal investigate, and then we're going to party. It's going to be an awesome night.
And anyone interested in taking a look at the Shanley Hotel, it's simply www.shanleyhotel.com, and you can take a look at his facilities. And it's a beautiful place. And
right. You can even go to my website, secondsightnyc.webs.com, because we have a bunch of EVPs and pictures from the Shanley that you could check out. You know, it'll get you a little psyched if you ever want to go.
Yeah, it's an excellent time.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it's an overnight. That's $75.
It's $75 a person to go in the night. You get a beautiful room. You get this amazingly haunted hotel.
You would think Sal was paying us to say this.
Right, yeah, but you know what? We love it so much. And Sal is such a great guy, and he has such a loyal following to his hotel. You know, on Facebook, he's all over Facebook because people just love him. as well as the hotel. So he's a great guy. I have no problem promoting his place.
I agree. Feeling is mutual. And the second investigation we have coming up is the Old Bermuda Inn.
Oh, yeah, this is something I'm really excited about. I've been trying to get into the Old Bermuda Inn for years. I've called there, and all my calls have fallen on deaf ears. It's been very frustrating. Maybe about a month ago, I did an event there with the woman, Joanne, who was on the line before, and I said, Stephanie, if you get a chance to talk to the owner, do your thing. Well, Stephanie did her thing, and between her and Joanne talking to the guy, now we have an investigation of the Old Bermuda Inn, which no paranormal group has ever investigated, and it's one of the most haunted places on Staten Island. If you look it up on most haunted places in Staten Island, that's right up there in the top three or four, whatever it is. Very haunted place, and that's going to be a good time also. We're going to be professionally videotaping that also for our DVD that's coming out.
And let's talk about the DVD a little bit.
Well, the DVDs, I mean, what do you want to say? It's all the stuff that I've done and my team have done over the last few years. We're putting it together on a, you know, with a great soundtrack, a lot of rock music in the background. You'll see me flying around, getting thrown by spirit. You'll see me channeling spirit. You'll see Stephanie doing her thing with the EVPs and everybody just doing their thing. It's going to be a really cool CD.
I'm looking forward to the completion.
I'm really looking forward to it, too. But now the most important thing that's coming up, Steph.
The Expo in June. Paranormal Expo.
Yeah, the Paranormal Expo, I would say 2 weeks ago, we got a call from, what's her name? Please help me out here.
Lorna.
And she's running the Expo, and it's basically who's who of the paranormal world. And they asked us to be part of it, which I was so flattered and, I mean, very excited about. We're going to be one of the premier groups down there. We're going to be leading a ghost hunt. I'm going to be giving at least one lecture, possibly two. I'm not sure yet. I don't know what I'm going to lecture on. But
they've also selected three historic locations in Auburn to investigate.
Right.
And those are the investigations to which you mentioned.
Right. And I think other than that, the really cool part about this weekend is Second Sight NYC, our radio show, has been chosen to be the team or the radio show to broadcast the event. So as the event is going on, we will be broadcasting it live for 2 hours. So I'm very proud about that. The Taps magazine is going to be there. Like I said, a who's who of the paranormal world, and we're going to be part of it. So
the interesting thing about our show will be we'll be streaming live from the event. We will be interviewing the lineup of people.
Right, C.C. Huntress, Willie Wingwalker.
Quite a few noted people that are attending this event. And we'll be coming out of, I believe, UFO Paranormal Radio, that radio show. Not necessarily, I'm not sure if it'll be blocked, but we'll know more by the time June comes. And I believe it's
17th, 18th, and 19th of June.
And it's in Auburn, New York, which is approximately 5 hours from us.
Right.
So we have quite a hike.
We have a hike, but you know what? It's going to be worth it because, listen, to be asked to give a lecture in front of all those people is an honor that I'm looking forward to.
And anyone interested in just taking a look at who will be there, you can simply do a search on Facebook, I believe Expo 2011, and it'll bring up the event, and you'll see photos and the people who are attending. So, Chris, I know you have a message.
Yes, I have a message. And Marilyn thinks that we should put these in a book because she says that they're better than anything that's out there right now. So I hope I can live up to her, to her praise. All right, here we go. We should never judge the lives of others because each person knows only their own pain. It's one thing to feel that you're on the right path, but it's another to think that yours is the only path. Judgments prevent us from seeing the good that lies beyond appearances. Never judge a man's actions until you know his motives. We judge others by their behavior. We judge ourselves by our intentions. I believe that people never mean half of what they say, so disregard their talk and pay attention to their actions. It takes a great deal of character to judge a person by his future instead of his past.
And I love this message.
Yeah, I like it too. It's awesome.
Theme, judgment. It's an excellent message. So I just want to mention that we'll be back next week, March 30th, 2011, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our guest next week will be Sam Leibowitz, and he's a calmer expert, which is a subject that everyone seems to like, and laws of attraction.
Which is a big thing right now.
This is going to be another fantastic show coming up. In the interim, you can check us out on the website, secondsightnyc.webs.com, and check out our videos and information.
So we're out here making the unbelievable believable, and may the spirits guide you.
Thank you and good night.